from the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me Monday, July 12th. We've got a great show for you, friends. Catherine, or Kate, Fessbender is going to be on. She has got a phenomenal ministry called the Hem of Christ. It's a ministry that accompanies those on the dementia journey and beyond. We're going to get to know all about Kate's ministry here and what it is that they have been doing and continue to do for those that suffer with dementia and their families as well. Kate will be on about 7:15 today. Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist, going to give us a live extended forecast this morning. Jimmy Becker at 7:45 today has been an Ut Fidem mentor now the last 4 years. And this year, he encouraged his group to go on mission and helped his group start a student-led group called 18 Inches, signifying the distance between the head and the heart. We're going to talk to Jimmy all about this movement that he's got going, as well as what he has been doing for Ut Fidem the last 4 years. Some really good stuff coming out of that guy right there. Pope Francis praying the Angelus from his hospital balcony window. He's the second pope to do that. Pope John Paul II was the first. We'll have some of the details of what entailed there. Also, Pope Francis being released from the hospital as well. So we'll have that for you. I believe that happened this morning. We'll have that for you. Some information on that coming up here soon. Mark Amadeo, news and sports. We'll have your saint of the day this morning. Let's get to it. Let's pray our morning offering. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Monday to you. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I'm in Fayette County right now, and I spoke last night. They had about 200 people that showed up, and tonight will be the second and last evening of the mission. You know, I do two-day missions now. So tonight is the second and last day, Fayette County, and there's about four parishes in the surrounding area. So back on the road.
I see. So you're up in northeast Iowa. Well, they'll enjoy having you up there.
I think so. I hope so. I've had fun last night.
I'm sure you did. Hey, you know, you mentioned the Pope making a 10-minute appearance from his hospital balcony yesterday. That was tremendous news. I didn't realize he was released from the hospital. It was a week ago that he gave that same, he was out in the balcony in Rome at the Vatican, and then he went into surgery right afterwards. It kind of surprised everybody.
It did. It did. Yeah. And it, you know, it was good, at least in the Catholic media, when you hear and see scheduled surgery. So that works.
Yeah, it certainly does. That was major intestinal surgery. And of course, you had your lighthearted joke yesterday or last Monday morning. So that was kind of cute. But moving right along, I want to move forward out of that, obviously. Sweet Corn is doing well. I'm telling you right now, John. Sweet Corn doing well.
Really?
I had some this weekend. Oh, yeah. It is out and about, and it tastes good. And I know the farmers are not – they're kind of disappointed with not so much the quality, but how large some of the stalks are and such. But it was top flight, the stuff we had this weekend.
Well, you wonder, I mean, if the rain helped it a little bit kind of at the finish line.
Might have. I don't know. That's the farmers could tell you that. But I can tell you this. I'll help you out with the Friday fish fries and the sweet corn. Top flight right now.
You're always taking care of that sweet corn, man. You take it down.
Yeah, sweet corn with a good BLT. Oh my goodness. Tomatoes are doing well, too, by the way. Just FYI.
Making me hungry already on this Monday morning. Come on.
Oh, that's more of a lunch item, John. Lunch and maybe dinner item. But anything I can do to help the cause. Fayette, Iowa. So whereabouts, what cities are surrounding you right now?
Oh, I don't know what cities. Don't ask me that. But I just know that they tell me Fayette County is
Fayette County.
I am. So, well, Fayette County, yes.
There's Fayette, Iowa, and many communities around there. Upper Iowa University is there.
Yep.
That's where our own Joe Stacy is from. He graduated there, so you're up in pretty good surroundings.
I think so. I'm going to try to be with some of the parishioners today, and they're going to take me around, so get a little tour.
Okay. Well, you catch us up with that tomorrow when that's finished today.
I'll do my best.
All right. Let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have mostly clear skies, 61 degrees. Right now the winds are calm and humidity up there at 90%. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and some sun, a high of 78 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 64 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high of 86 degrees. That's today to go out to the pools or the beaches. That'll be our pick day of the week is tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85 degrees. That'll be the case all week. A chance on Thursday and Friday with a chance of rain, high of 80, highs in the lower 80s both days. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, well, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is requesting $222 million in federal pandemic relief for cities here in the state of Iowa. The $19 billion coronavirus local recovery fund is for U.S. cities with populations under 50,000. Now, the fund is part of the American Rescue Package of 2021. Now, funding could potentially assist 930 city governments here in the state of Iowa to access funding. The governor's office says $111 million in coronavirus fiscal recovery funds will be available this fiscal year and an additional $111 million in the next fiscal year. Cities have 30 days to submit paperwork to the Iowa Department of Management to receive funding. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And over the weekend, high school baseball and softball, well, kind of, as they had some games canceled and postponed. On Saturday, Dowling baseball team, ranked fourth this week, traveled to Lewis Central Council Bluffs. That game was postponed due to the rain in Council Bluffs on Saturday. On Saturday night, the Dowling girls softball team played their second round of regional play as they traveled to fourth-ranked Indianola. Well, that game was suspended in the bottom of the third inning with Indianola leading 3-0. So that game will be completed tonight, and the first pitch to resume that game will be at 7 o'clock in Indianola. AAA baseball yesterday, the I-Cubs sweeping a doubleheader from the St. Paul Saints by scores of 1-0 and 3-2 at Principal Park. Today's an off day for the I-Cubs, and they're traveling out to Toledo, Ohio, as they open up a six-game series tomorrow night. I-Cubs at Toledo, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Toledo is the AAA franchise of the Detroit Tigers. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams, as Major League Baseball goes on their All-Star break effective today. So yesterday, St. Louis Cardinals defeated the St. Louis Cardinals at the Chicago Cubs was postponed due to rain. Both teams are 8 games behind first place Milwaukee. Cincinnati in second place now. Cincinnati Reds defeated Milwaukee 3-1 in National League play, as Milwaukee has a 4-game lead over the second place Cincinnati Reds. In the American League, the White Sox are in first place. They lead Cleveland by 8 games as the White Sox defeated Baltimore 7-5 in 10 innings. Minnesota Twins defeated the Detroit Tigers 12-9 also in 10 innings. And the Kansas City Royals defeated second place Cleveland. That game was postponed in Cleveland due to weather. Major League Baseball All-Star game is tomorrow night at Coors Field in Chicago, and they'll get underway at 6:30 with the first pitch. That game will be televised on Fox. Last night, Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and the Milwaukee Bucks pick up their first win as they defeated the Phoenix Suns 120-100 in Milwaukee yesterday. Game 4 is Wednesday night in Milwaukee, and they'll tip it off at 8 o'clock. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar, as I mentioned earlier, high school softball, the 5A regional semifinal. Dowling at Indianola will resume in the third inning at 7 o'clock tonight down in Indianola. Indianola leads that game 3-0. And high school baseball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, a top five matchup, Ankeny, number 2 at number 4 Dowling. And we'll bring you both games, a doubleheader here on Iowa Catholic Radio with Joe Stacy on the call from George Cotero Field. He will also have reports of the Dowling softball game when that game resumes at 7 o'clock. So join Joe tonight for both games, the doubleheader between Ankeny and Dowling. coming from George Cordero Field at Dowling High School tonight. First pitch, 5 o'clock. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa. Currently, mostly clear skies, 61 degrees. The winds are calm, but humidity up there at 90% this morning. And today, we'll see a mix of clouds and some sun on a perfect day. High of 78 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, I want to correct something that I said. Pope Francis, though he is fine and he was going to be discharged, I'm reading here that he is going to stay just a couple days longer for the reason of rehabilitation and just to get a little bit of work done there, some therapy work that will need to be done. This, of course, coming off of his surgery on his colon that took place. He was originally scheduled just for 7 days to be in the hospital, but there's a few complications that took place, and because of that, they're just being extra careful, making sure everything's fine. The hospital said that the Pope spent a calm day yesterday, and then he offered Mass again in his private chapel of his hospital suite. So he's got an entire floor to himself. An entire floor at the hospital there is dedicated to the Holy Father. This, you know, happened with Pope Benedict XVI and St. John Paul II, of course, and others on down the line. John Paul II, they said, called the hospital the Third Vatican because he was in and out so often. But Pope Francis is recovering, and they say now recovering well after the surgery was to relieve kind of a stricture of the colon caused by diverticulitis. So it's a common condition that involves a formation of small bulges on the wall of the colon itself. Pope Francis yesterday speaking from his balcony, giving his Sunday Angelus address from that 10th floor where the operation and recovery took place. He says, quote, "In these days of being hospitalized, I have experienced how important good health care is, accessible to all, as it is in Italy and in other countries." He said this after his first public appearance. He also expressed his appreciation and encouragement to doctors, healthcare workers, and hospital staff. He said they work so hard. There were young patients that stood beside Pope Francis there and waved as he delivered his address. He also encourages us to pray for the sick, as he says, "And let us pray for all the sick. Here are some of the friends who are sick, even children," he said, gesturing to them next to them. Before the recitation of the Angelus, Pope Francis wished to meet some young patients from the nearby oncology ward with their families, who subsequently accompanied him to the 10th floor terrace there and greeting them as well, the children suffering with cancer. So this was an experience. It'll still ongo, but it looks like things are headed in the right direction for the Holy Father. Just a couple days of therapy now is what he will be undergoing. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to know a new ministry here. The Hem of Christ is what it's called. It was started by Kate Fessbender. It's a ministry to help those with dementia and their families as well. Maybe you've experienced a loved one that has had dementia. Maybe you've been a caretaker for someone that's had dementia. This is a Catholic ministry that was started right there for you and them. We'll have that for you coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show today. And I want to thank Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, 493-1060, a Catholic veteran-owned family with a high range of landscaping services, including paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Catholic Charities, where exceptional service is a hallmark in caring for those with essential needs, including food pantry, professional counseling, emergency family shelter, and refugee services. CatholicCharitiesDM.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry. Sarah is an apostolate dedicated to the support of new and existing vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org.
Hi, this is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Our pledge is to provide you with faithful and compelling Catholic content that inspires and uplifts. If we ever break that commitment, I'd like you to let me know by calling 515-223-1150. Remember, this is your radio station, and we rely on your continued generosity to connect listeners with Christ. On behalf of the entire staff, thank you for listening to and supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. Monday, brand new week, July 12th. I'm in Fayette County, Iowa, and gave the first of the two evenings of the mission last night. And we had a couple hundred people last night. It was a lot of fun. So as always, I always ask for your prayers when I'm out and about, getting back out and about here. Good stuff. All right, let's go to our next guest of the day, Kate Fessbender with Hem of Christ Ministry. She's the creator of the Dementia Letters Project and founder of this great ministry. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How and where was this born?
This was born kind of by mistake. I have been working with dementia, starting volunteering when I was in sixth grade. And when I moved to New York right after I graduated from college, I joined the ministry that would bring communion to the sick and homebound. And at that point, I realized that there's more that needs to be done than just distributing communion to people who can't come to Mass. And as I dove deeper into the work with dementia, I realized how much community, the faith community, is usually the only community left standing after somebody is diagnosed with dementia. Everybody else scatters. And so I wanted to create something that really held on to that importance and allowed somebody with dementia and their care partner to continue their faith journey, regardless of where their memory is, where their body is declining, because we all deserve to practice our faith up until the end of life.
So what would cause a sixth grader to start something like this? I could see an adult doing it, but a sixth grader?
It's slightly a long story. To make it short, I was in sixth grade science class, and we were learning about Alzheimer's and dementia. And a classmate of mine said, in my family, we call that Alzheimer's disease. And the entire class erupted in laughter, but it did not sit well with me. I knew that that was not right. And so I went to a middle school, a Catholic middle school, that required us to have a service mission. And so I decided to dedicate the hours that I'd put towards that to serve those living with dementia.
Wow. So that it was born from an experience, right? And then you you have a grandmother that suffered with dementia as well. Was this before or after the project had started?
This was after. Her journey came later, and it was a confirmation in many ways to see she was lucky enough when she did go into a care community to go into a community that offered daily mass, that offered time to pray the rosary, to practice their faith. And I saw how different her life was. Her quality of life was so much higher because she was able to not only maintain that daily ritual of, okay, I get up, I go to mass, and then I move on with my day, but she was able to be fed spiritually, even though she was living with dementia, and contrasting that to other people that I was working with that maybe were lucky enough to get mass once a month, and how much their quality of life, even though the medical care was the same, the social care was the same, everything else was equal, how much that piece, by not having it fulfilled, changed their lives when they so, especially when they so longed for it.
This is something, of course, dementia that doesn't just affect the patient, though it strongly affects the patient. It affects the family, as you're talking about, too. And, you know, even generations on down the line, this is not something that just affects the caretakers of the individual, though that becomes very difficult on them, I know. But experiences of people maybe that have been a part of this, family members that have maybe seen this as a last resort. I mean, there's got to be a few.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only recently just brought in to really bring in the care partner into this journey. They're part of my journey with the Dementia Letters Project and have been for some time, but for the ministry, not so much. But I did see that there's a need. Because of the stress and the trials that come with being a care partner, whether you are the direct care partner or a secondary care partner, that their faith can struggle as well because they may not be getting to mass as often as they want to because they're caring for a loved one, or they may not be able to participate in some of the ways they were spiritually fed. They can't go away for a retreat. They can't do some of the things that they wanted to do. And so they deserve to be fed spiritually as well. And so I'm just now recently introducing spiritual direction, offering that. I'm in the process of getting a busy person's retreat, so that these care partners, you know, for 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the course of a day can probably step away to go on this mini retreat when they can't go on a, you know, 3-day or 7-day retreat like they would like to. Because as long as they're spiritually fed and, you know, that does change who the person is and how they are able to care. So when you help them fulfill their faith, they can be the best care partner possible for their loved one. And we just see the ripple effect of what that can do.
If I was to ask you in 10 years, what's the vision of Hem of Christ? What would you tell me?
I would love it to live beyond me. Right now, that's part of the reason why I participate in the OSV Innovation Challenge, and I'm very blessed to be a semifinalist in that, because right now, if I go away, the ministry goes away. And so the vision is to create so it stands without me and beyond the small community that I live in. So, and I also really want to bring in Catholic artists into this journey. Artists who maybe are hobbyist or professional, to create beautiful art that can change the story of dementia and faith. Because right now it's very separated. There's this belief that once you're diagnosed with dementia, you can't practice your faith because you won't remember the prayers. You won't know what to do in mass. And that is false. And we know in the world of dementia that how the arts have been able to change that narrative. And I would love to also offer a platform for Catholic artists to change that narrative in the faith as well.
What are your, I guess you would say, 3 a.m. thoughts? What are the things that keep you up when you start a ministry like this, or the struggles of continuing to keep kind of the boat rowing in the right direction?
Yeah, for me, are there other people that are willing to join me in this ministry? You know, I often try, you know, tell people that I work in dementia, and they too scatter. There's such a heavy stigma. And so what has been running through my mind most recently is, how do I get people to get excited about this? Because yes, dementia is scary. There are trials. It's heavy. There's a lot of sorrow that goes along with that journey, but there's also a lot of joy. and there are a lot of gifts of dementia, and there's a lot of things that we can do to enrich our community when we serve this population, because they have stories that they can share that change our lives, that can contribute to what we're trying to do in our jobs with our families. And so how do we best minister to also the people who will join me in this ministry to get excited about it so it can live beyond what I do in my own little community?
I know you mentioned that you are now a 2021 semifinalist for the OSV Innovation Challenge, and I've really enjoyed following this challenge, and it features, just like you, a lot of those that are finalists and semifinalists and even beyond. You get the idea just to start this thing. I know the winner, what do you get, $100,000 for the ministry if you win this thing?
Yes.
Ooh, that could help ensure that this thing lives well beyond you. I'll be cheering for you, Kate. I know you're doing some great work. As you said, it's heavy, but at the same time, our Lord is there, and there's great joy in the work that you continue to do. Where can people find out more and support you?
Yes, right now, I'm in the process of getting a full standalone website, but for now, if they go to dementialettersproject.com, they will see a tab at the top of the screen for the Hem of Christ, and they can find information there.
DementiaLettersProject.com, friends, is where you can go. And, you know, maybe you have a friend or a loved one that does have dementia. This might be a good way to be able to plug them and their families into something spiritually uplifting for them that can help them in tremendous ways. Keep up the great work, Kate. God bless you.
Thanks. You too.
All right. That's Kate Fassbender, everyone. Let's go to Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist. Hi, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What do we got going on this week?
Well, we have a little bit of everything, I'm going to say. We are going to start off with pretty quiet conditions today. In fact, temperature is really pleasant. We're talking upper 70s this afternoon. We will have more clouds across the eastern half of the state and more sunshine across the western half of the state. So that may be make a difference in how much sun you see where you're located. Temperatures, like I mentioned, going to get into the upper 70s. And then tonight it will be partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 overnight. I'm expecting a lot of sunshine on Tuesday. Temperatures will get warm. We'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow with temperatures reaching about 85, 86 degrees. And enjoy that sunshine, because we're going to take a turn again into Wednesday. Wednesday will start off partly sunny, but we're going to have showers and thunderstorms come in. And some of those storms could again be severe. So we're going to watch for hail, damaging winds, even an isolated tornado threat on Wednesday. Temperatures will be warm, reaching 88 degrees, and winds breezy out of the south. The storms and the rain will continue Wednesday night with low temperatures into the low 70s. Thursday, partly sunny, a few remaining showers and storms. Temperatures will stay in the mid-80s. Friday, another day with more sunshine, but an isolated shower or storm possible. Temperatures will, again, be in the mid-80s. So we'll end the week in the mid-80s. Over the weekend, still a spotty shower or two, both Saturday and Sunday, and daytime highs will be around 85 degrees. But I'm going to say my pick day will be Tuesday with the sunshine and the warmth. And then probably the worst of the days will be Wednesday, when we could have that next round of severe weather and then some heavy rain.
All right, so I'm mowing on Tuesday is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the day to get out and do it, yes.
That's the day. All right, Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist. Talk to you soon, Megan. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great week.
All right, you as well. Jimmy Becker coming up in the second half hour, friends. He's for our Ut Feedum segment. He's been involved with Ut Feedum now for the last 4 years, and even started a kind of ministry inside of the ministry, or what he calls a mission. We'll have and highlight that for you coming up in the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. And thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. In business now 30 plus years. Residential re-roofs all throughout central Iowa. 515-963-4494. Residential re-roofs. Dean Bell, Bell Construction. 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus requires is radical to love God, who might at first seem impossible to know, more than our closest earthly relations, whom we easily know. Furthermore, this love isn't just about emotion. It's a choice that we make with our intellect and free will. He basically teaches that how we show love or fail to show love for others in our action or inaction toward them is an indication of how we love God, ranging from the challenge of receiving a stranger to the obvious of providing a child a drink.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining us, friends. John Leonetti of the Morning, right here in Iowa Catholic Radio. Hey, congratulations to Italy. Oh, yes, Italy winning the Euro Cup that they had, which was pretty awesome to see. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I did enjoy seeing Italy winning. I was partial. I apologize. But yes, I was cheering for them. All right. No Deacon Tony this morning, still on vacation. Let's offer our day to Almighty God as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Were you able to watch the Euro Cup?
No, John. I'll defer to you and my brother for the update.
Well, I like I said, I'm not a soccer guy, but I was I was happy to see Italy win. I was cheering for them.
I heard they did, and I saw a few tweets on Twitter, but I did not watch the match. But congratulations to the Italians. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's about all I know. I don't even know the score.
I think it was penalty kicks. Like 2-1 in penalty kicks, yeah.
Well, that must have been exciting, then.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, it had to be. I'm moving right along, John. Deacon Tony, I know he's not there, but it's his birthday today, so we got to shout out to Deacon Tony out in Ohio right now vacationing.
Well, I'm sure he's not listening. I don't want him to listen on his vacation, but I will say, nonetheless, happy birthday, Deacon Tony.
Well, it is. He could listen later in a podcast, you know, as these are archived, is what I've been told. I don't know how many people go back and listen to that. You can tell the folks up there in Fayette County. Now, are you in Olwine or in Fayette? Which city up there?
I am in Fayette, and there's about four parishes surrounding here. I am speaking, actually, at St. Francis of Assisi Parish, which is quite literally about a block away from where I'm staying here. But the people were more than generous. They brought in an ice cream machine last night, which was awesome. They had about 200 people show up. So it was fun during the talk, and then afterwards, a nice little party that they had. So the parishes know how to have some fun.
Sure, that's awesome, because you're up there just north of northeast of Waterloo and just south of Decor, a beautiful territory up there with some of the towns like Olwine, Maynard, Elgin, West Union, and you're in good company for the next you're up there. They invited you back today too. 2 days?
I know, 2 days. Now I moved from a 3-day mission format to a 2-day, just kind of making the talks just a little bit longer, and it seems to be working out well. So I'll have more for you. You can ask the people about that tomorrow.
John, you're going to have to put on a request. If they ask you for a request for a food item, sweet corn is definitely in season, and so are BLTs with that sweet corn. Just kind of wanted to throw that out to you.
Well, I'm going to a parishioner's house tonight that I think they're going to have a few families there, and everyone's bringing stuff. So we might get some. We'll see.
Okay. Well, best of luck with that, and safe travels up there in northeast Iowa. Beautiful country.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's get right to it this morning on this Monday, July 12th, from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios, we have mostly clear skies and 61 degrees. The winds are calm, but the humidity up there at 90% this morning. And today we'll see a mix of clouds and some sun, dry weather, mainly here in central Iowa. There's a few spotty showers in the southeast part. High of 78 degrees, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 64 degrees, and tomorrow will be our pick day of the week. Mostly sunny, warmer, a high of 86 degrees. That'll be the day to go to the pool or to the beach. That'll change on Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for Wednesday, a high of 85 degrees, and there's a chance of rain. You heard Megan mention Thursday and Friday, chances of rain with highs in the lower 80s. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is requesting $222 million in federal pandemic relief for cities here in the state of Iowa. Now, the $19 billion coronavirus local recovery fund is for U.S. cities with populations under 50,000. The fund is part of the American Rescue Package of 2021. Now, funding could potentially assist 930 city governments here in the state of Iowa to access funding. The governor's office says $111 million in coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds will be available this fiscal year and an additional $111 million in the next fiscal year. Now, cities have 30 days to submit paperwork to the Iowa Department of Management to receive funding. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Over the weekend, Dowling baseball and softball teams were scheduled to be in action. High school baseball, fourth-ranked Dowling, was supposed to be on the road Saturday at Lewis Central Council Bluffs. That game was canceled due to rain in Council Bluffs. And on Saturday night, in a game you started to hear on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling softball team in the regional semifinals in Class 5A as they traveled to fourth-ranked Indianola. Indianola leads 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. That game was suspended due to the rain and lightning that moved through. The game will resume tonight at 7 o'clock in Indianola. Triple-A baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs sweeping a double header from St. Paul by scores of 1-0 and 3-2 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Today is a day off for the iCubs as they open up a 6-game road trip out in Toledo, Ohio. They take on the Toledo Mudhens, which is the AAA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. First pitch tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams involved. Well, the All-Star break begins today, so yesterday was kind of the halfway point, and we'll start in the National League. The St. Louis Cardinals at the Chicago Cubs game was postponed due to rain. Both teams are 8 games back of first-place Milwaukee, and as the Cincinnati Reds in second place defeated the first-place Milwaukee Brewers 3-1, Brewers lead by 4 games over Cincinnati in the National League East. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are in first place. They lead by 8 games over Cleveland, and they defeated the Baltimore Orioles yesterday 7-5 in 10 innings. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Detroit Tigers 12-9 in 10 innings, and the Kansas City Royals game at Cleveland was postponed due to rain. Last night, Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and the Milwaukee Bucks pick up their first win. They defeated the Phoenix Suns 120-100. Phoenix leads that best-of-seven series 2-1. Game 4 is Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in Milwaukee. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has high school softball and baseball on the schedule for today. As I mentioned earlier, high school softball, the 5A regional semifinal, Dowling at number 4 Indianola. That game will resume tonight with at first pitch at 7 o'clock down Indianola, with Indianola leading 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. High school baseball tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll have a top 5 matchup. Number 2 Ankeny at number 4 Dowling Catholic. We'll bring you both games of the doubleheader beginning at 5 o'clock. Joe Stacy with the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and he will also have updates of the Dowling softball game. So tune in tonight, 5 o'clock, for high school baseball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, mostly clear skies right now, 61 degrees. The winds are calm. Humidity up there at 90%, but today we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and cooler temperatures, high of 78 degrees, with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
These two men prove that courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form and shape of every virtue when tested. Saints John Jones and John Wall are who we celebrate today, friends. They were two English priests born nearly a century apart, but united in a mission to keep Catholicism alive in England and minister to isolated Catholics in that country. John Jones lived during the reign of Elizabeth I, a time when holding on to power meant keeping a tight control of religious liberty. John was imprisoned twice for administering the sacraments, and after being released a second time, he fled the country. In exile at the age of 60, he joined the Franciscan order and secretly returned to England. He said Mass for Catholics in the countryside before being imprisoned. Refusing to renounce his faith, John was hung, drawn, and quartered in 1598. John Wall was educated in Belgium and ordained in Rome, where he also entered the Franciscans. He traveled secretly to England and ministered to Catholics. An anti-Catholic reactionary began spreading a rumor that Catholics had a plot to murder the king and restore Catholicism as the state religion. Parliament acted and legally expelled Catholics from the country. John was rounded up and executed after a year in prison in 1679. We ask today, St. John Jones and St. John Wall, to pray for us. Amen. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Doc. I had a wonderful evening with him and his wife, and it was just a great time. I know Matt, the executive director, was there along with Elizabeth, his wife, and really had a good time just at a nice dinner with them and hearing so much more of what Blessman International is continuing to do and has done over the years, the challenges as well. But look, you know, in the face of adversity and challenges, our Lord is still there, and they are continuing to keep the foot on the pedal. BlessmanInternational.org. Thanks again for underwriting the show. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Joe Stopulis, host of Man Up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, John Leonetti. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. What do we got going on your show this morning?
So, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners know as well, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, a hero of mine, a model for the show, the patron saint of the Man Up show. There is a new book out from Christine Wohar, who's actually the head of Frassati USA Society, called Finding Frassati. And so I'm going to have her on today. John, this woman actually met and spent time with Luciana Frassati, who is Blessed Pierre Georgia Frassati's sister, back in the early 2000s when she was 104 years old. So this person, who I'm going to interview today, literally spent time with a living saint's sister, talking about him and learning about him while she was still alive. An incredible, I mean, obviously someone who loves Frassati got me all fired up. I'm so excited to have her on to talk more about Blessed Pierre Georgia and what we can learn from him.
Was it Father Zach Kautsky that got you really into him?
You know, I don't know if it might have been a mutual thing. I don't really know. Honestly, I have no idea how it started, but I know that we both at the same time were getting all into it. I don't know where I first got the book. Actually, it was Luciana's book. It was the first one I read on Blessed Pierre Georgio. She wrote a book called A Man of the Beatitudes, and it's a collection of the writings back and forth from him to her that she saved and collected. That was published probably 30 years ago now. But that was my first foray into Frassati, but it was along with Father Zach. I mean, I think he and I both at the same time just found this great devotion to this holy young man who's lived out the faith.
Mm. I didn't know your show had a patron saint. I like that.
It does. It does.
I like that. There it is. Blessed Pierre Georgio Frassati. You can learn more about him this morning, 9 o'clock. Of course, if you miss it, always go to iowacatholicradio.com. Man Up is featured there. Have a great week, brother.
See you, John.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Coming up right after this, friends, Jimmy Becker is going to be on the show. Jimmy is, he's been a part of Ut Fidem now, a mentor for the last 4 years, and even started kind of a mission inside of this mission. We'll have Jimmy on to talk about it and maybe ways that you can help. Jimmy Becker right after this. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show today. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, July 12th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Happy birthday to Father Ambrose Ledoux Daniel, who serves the refugee community at St. Ambrose Cathedral in downtown Des Moines. Also celebrating a birthday today is Father Larry Huffman. Father Larry is among our retired priests. Happy birthday. It's subscription time. Please consider taking a subscription to our diocesan newspaper, The Catholic Mirror. Your generosity helps us continue to bring you news and stories of inspiration. Pope Francis calls us to grow closer to St. Joseph, a role model for all of us. Join us in a 33-day period of prayer and then consecrate your life to St. Joseph. Iowa Catholic Radio will broadcast the prayers daily at 3:20 in the afternoon, beginning this Wednesday. Then join us on August 15th for a Mass and consecration with Bishop William Johnson. Watch for details in the Catholic Mirror. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Listen to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher Wednesday mornings at 10 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Let's go to our next guest. He has been a part of Ut Fidem as a mentor for the last 4 years now. Jimmy Becker. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, John. It's good to be here.
Good morning to you. Good to have you back on the show, my friend. And Utfidem, of course, this is a segment that we do every month to get to our listeners and anyone involved in Utfidem. Just throw a little praise at them for the work that they continue to do, but also in hopes of expanding the work that they do. Why did you get involved in this?
So I loved the idea, and when Addie came back after being trained with the focus crew, we had met, and I wanted to help in whatever way I could to bring more souls to come to know Jesus.
This is kind of cool, man, because you started kind of a mission inside of this mission, and tell me about it.
Yeah, so there's a group called 18 Inches. I remember when I was back in college, I was told by my Bible study leader that the distance between heaven and hell is 18 inches. I come to find out that the distance is 8 to 10 inches, but nonetheless, the distance being between your head and your heart. And so we started with a group of guys, and that eventually evolved into a large group where they invited their friends and their friends invited their friends.
So what do you do? I mean, is this something that meets each month?
Yeah, so we actually meet on a weekly basis. We meet at the R&R building in West Des Moines by St. Francis. And yeah, we meet to just kind of talk life. And so the whole idea is that you talk about head matters all year during the school year. And so all of what we discuss is matters of the heart and helping to make that connection between the head and the heart, being the distance between heaven and hell.
What are you learning from these guys?
I'm sorry?
What are you learning from them? I know they're learning from you. What are you learning from them?
I'm learning how to be a better Christian, and I'm learning that it calls us to give our all to God in many ways, and just to see the zeal for souls and the fire in their heart inspires me to be a better man, be a better father, be a better husband, and to find ways within the community to love.
I know in different groups like this, there's a great accountability that can take place, and keeping guys, on fire for the faith, of course, but really keeping them on fire for the faith today and tomorrow and helping them, even just praying, maybe staying close to an adoration chapel or time. I mean, things like that. Is that kind of something that you've seen?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's a service component, prayer component. We really seek to find ways to take a holistic approach to life. And so one example, in the winter, they actually took on a project and putting together some goodie bags in order to pass out to people in the community that were in need of help. And they took it all upon themselves. It wasn't a service project where they necessarily got service hours, but it was more inspired by a few students, and they saw the impact that that had on other people's lives. And this is one way that started out, actually. A student in adoration was inspired to do something, and that resulted in love and action through that kind act of service and working in the community.
I know you also started Biking for Babies. That thing has taken off too, man.
Yeah, thanks be to God. They're actually starting today.
Are you are you still involved in that, or have you kind of let go of the reins of that and you're on to something else?
Yeah, so still actively involved. I serve on the board, and actually going to be graced with the opportunity to be bicycling with Bishop Johnson here in a few days to bring the troop in on the final day from Springfield to St. Louis.
And how long is that journey going to be for you and Bishop?
I think it's about 120 miles in total.
Now, how fast can you do that? Can you do that in a couple days?
We'll be doing that in a day. So we'll start in the morning and make our way into St. Louis that afternoon or early evening.
You know he can fly, right?
I am well aware.
Yes. You're gonna keep up with him? You're gonna be able to?
Hope so.
You try, man. Hey, brother, keep up the good work. I know, this group that you're meeting with, and how many guys are in this kind of, mission inside of Utfidem?
Yeah, so it kind of varies depending on the week. So we've been up on the upwards of 50 students involved, and on a consistent basis, we have about 20 solid core group of students that show up on a weekly basis.
And you've got your small group as well and all that. So, you know, keep up the good work, brother. You're doing some really good things, Jimmy. Keep allowing the Lord to work through you.
I'll praise the Sith. Thank you, and continue to do the work you do.
Thank you, brother. All right, that's Jimmy Becker, everyone, for our Oot Feed'em segment. Hey, friends, I am very excited about this July 15th, yes, Thursday night, for the live concert benefiting the Iowa Catholic Radio Foundation. Tickets are still available. You can go online for the Lori Morgan concert and go to celebratecountry.org. It is going to be a fun and full night, live entertainment. We've got a lot of just fun. There's some great musicians that are going to be there rocking the stage as well, and a good time for you to meet and dance and have some fun with a lot of people that are there to support the great work of the Iowa Catholic Radio Foundation. The Lori Morgan concert, go to celebratecountry.org. I know I'll be there as well. Celebratecountry.org. I'd love to see you and meet many of you. All right, friends, that puts this show in the books. Thanks for tuning in today here on this Monday, right here at the beginning of the week. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, be with us today. Mother Mary, pray for us. Guardian angels, watch over us and keep us safe. Christ Jesus, we give you today our hearts and our lives. Amen. Thank you to Jimmy working behind the board. I am John Leonetti, friends. Talk to you tomorrow. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.